online.
On your smartphone.
From the KM Media Group.
This is KMFM.
With the latest news for Kent at 1 o'clock, here's Lucy Hickmott.
The government finally scrapped its 1% public sector pay cap, saying 1 million workers will get their biggest wage rise in a decade. Teachers will get 3.5% more, while the armed forces will get a one-off payment of 0.9% this September, followed by their increase. Sky's political correspondent Tom Rayner says critics will seize on that.
The actual baseline pay increase will be 2%. Given the fact that inflation is currently running at 2.4%, there will be lots of criticism. A 2% pay increase remains below inflation, and therefore Labour Party suggests this is actually a real terms pay cut.
KMFM News.
At least 60 people have died as wildfires rage through popular seaside resorts in Greece. More than 100 others have been injured near Athens. The government's declared a state of emergency and is asking for help from the international community. Derek Katoupalos from the Associated Press is at the seaside resort of Marti, where rescuers found 26 bodies.
The fire brigade has taken advantage of the lull in the wind, and they are dousing all the area with water dropping planes and helicopters and people on foot, so that there's not a rekindling when the wind picks up. Everybody's waiting for the rain that's forecast tomorrow that should kill the fires here.
A man's appeared in court charged with murder following the death of a man in Gravesend. 31-year-old Ronald Smith from Cranbrook was found with head and stomach injuries in St Patrick's Garden on Saturday night and died in hospital the next day. Joe Tudor, who's 28 and from Taunton Vale in the town, appeared at Medway Magistrates via video link. He's due at Crown Court on Thursday. A boy's been taken to a London hospital with back and head injuries after his bike was hit by a car near Maidstone. Emergency crews, including the air ambulance, were called to Bolton-on-Chelsea yesterday evening after it happened on Church Hill near a primary school. His injuries are not thought to be life-threatening.
KMFM.
KMFM News.
Police investigating a body found at a tourist attraction in Medway want to speak to any visitors who were there at the time. Boat crews and divers were seen entering the water near HMS Gannet on the historic dockyard in Chatham 10 days ago. The death of a man in his 20s is not being treated as suspicious. The family of a Kent teenager with a severe lung condition are considering appealing for more awareness of hidden disabilities after a rude note was left on her car. It accused Yasmin Swift of parking illegally in Tenterden, not being entitled to a blue badge, and said authorities would be informed. The 19-year-old's had more than 1,000 comments and almost 4,000 shares after posting a picture of the note on Facebook.
It just made me feel really annoyed and angry that someone would make that judgment based on my appearance, and I would have rather spoke to the people and explain my story.
She's been off work for 6 months after being diagnosed with a condition which could result in needing a heart and lung transplant. Two men have been arrested after police found 4 bags of what's thought to be cocaine in Tunbridge Wells. Officers stopped a car in London Road on Sunday night and found the drugs and cash in someone's clothing. The men have since been released on bail until next month. And the gospel group that sang at Prince Harry and Meghan's wedding have signed a record deal. The Kingdom Choir performed Stand By Me at Windsor Castle in May. Their debut album's due out in November.
Sport.
With dinoplumbingkent.co.uk, your local plumbing and heating experts.
Cricket, and the Kent coach says his team got what they deserved after being thrashed by Leicestershire in the county championship. With more on that and the rest of the sport this lunchtime, here's Ishmael.
Well, the visitors won by 10 wickets at Canterbury in just 2 days. Kent only managed 104 in their first innings and 199 in their second go with the bat. Matt Walker says they weren't good enough.
When you bat that poorly over 2 days and we weren't at our best for the ball, you're probably going to come away second best, which we did. So, lots to think about. Put it down to a blip for sure. We've played some really good cricket in this competition.
Kent are back in action on Friday in the T20 Blast. On to cycling, and stage 16 of the Tour de France has had to be stopped less than 45 minutes in following a protest from farmers. Police reportedly used tear gas on them, but some riders ended up getting it in their eyes. Several cyclists received treatment before a neutralised start got the race back underway. Geraint Thomas is hoping to retain the leader's yellow jersey. And Tiger Woods has broken into golf's world top 50 for the first time since returning from his latest back operation. The 14-time major winner was tied for sixth at the Open.
That's the latest. Next updates at 2.